Yesterday we spoke about the now cancelled planned party, silent party on Robben Island. Many people expressing their concern over the commercialization of a historical site, but also an historical site that carries a lot of trauma, not just in recent apartheid history, but over 400 years of South African history. Robben Island being used as a place to exile, but also as a place to banish. And many people took issue with the Robben Island Museum and an events company's plan to host a silent party. And I raised the issue, but we use other historical areas around the country, and there are events there. I use the example of Constitutional Hill, where there's the old jail, which held political prisoners. And there's also the Castle of Cape Town. To me, it's more than just a bastion of colonialism. It's a bastion and a reminder of who built it. And those were slaves and indigenous people. It was also a place of banishment and imprisonment and in torture. It also carries quite heavy wounds, but also being used as a place, as a venue, and sometimes even parties. Calvin Gilfillan is the CEO of the Castle of Good Hope. How have you managed to cross this particular juncture, acknowledging a place of deep trauma, things we shouldn't forget and we should honor, and maybe with reverence, but then also say, but let's also use a place of memory for other purposes, maybe even a form of celebrating. How do you square this circle, Calvin?
Yeah, good morning, Lester, and good morning to your listeners. I think you've summed up perfectly. It's all about balance and all about respectful heritage management, whether it's the built environment, which is, of course, sensitive in some areas. There are some no-go areas. But whether it's the intangible heritage, the public image, you know, the aesthetics, etc. And I think for me, the Robben Island thing was more about the perceptions around, you know, around treading unholy ground and doing unholy things. But having said that, we've been grappling as a board and ministry, grappling with the balance between that, you know, for quite a while. And I think after 9-10 years at this place, we have managed to deal with the different interest groups, whether it's the political prisoners, whether it's the Khoi and San communities, whether it's the events companies, whether it's the Malay choirs, the minstrels, the religious bodies. And I think we've built an understanding that we respect each other's cultural expressions, and that we also respect a 357-year-old building and bring people there, because people celebrate and commemorate culture and heritage, whether it's difficult, bad, good, and ugly, in a different way. And you can't, by bringing like a party that you're talking about, which we incidentally, you can remember, we had it in 2019. And for me, it's more funny than anything else. There's no sound. You see these crazy, I don't want to call the demographics of the people, these crazy people dancing around with these big headphones around their head and don't really make an impact.
I've witnessed some interesting events at the castle, Calvin. Yes. Look, let's be honest. I believe this is the site of the castle is the site of the biggest crime in the history of what we now call South Africa. It's a permanent reminder of colonialism. The biggest crime that has taken place against the people of this city and what is the rest of South Africa. Can we even consider, say, let's have a jewel, let's have a party in what is the scene of the biggest crime?
You see, it's the message that you're trying to send out. Because if you look at the social media generation, they don't want to engage only on historical facts, only on a narrative, you know, a vague narrative. Sometimes you need to bring them in front of the statue of Altsumau to see them there. And how do you get them there? That's why it's all about a method and about, you know, tactics and strategy to deal with a difficult past. Mm. Because if we don't deal with a difficult past, whatever the tactic is, we make those same mistakes in the present, and we might make even worse mistakes in the future. So yes, armed colonialism and slavery and enslavement was very difficult stuff, but we need to deal with it. For instance, the film about the Khoi, the revival of the Khoi, was shot at the castle. We now today shooting a commercial at the castle, and we're busy preparing for Sona for the castle. All of those is engagements. Give people the opportunity to firsthand deal with that difficult past, because we are a traumatized, victimized, and brutalized nation. And how do we get people here on Robben Island and Constitutional Hill, Fort Trekker Monument, to deal with that? Because people don't want to read anymore. They send small messages to get them on the sites.
Calvin Gilfellan, CEO of the Castle of Good Hope, I'd like your thoughts on this conversation. 021-446-0567.